Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. A tornado touched down in Strathmere, Cape May County this morning as Tropical Storm Isaias moves through our area. Now in Ocean City, New Jersey, it's a rainy, windy morning, and it quickly escalated. KYW's Andrew Kramer on the boardwalk when the tornado warning started.
We were under a pavilion when the wind gusts felt like they doubled in a matter of seconds. The rain was blowing sideways. Sand from the beach was also blowing onto the boardwalk. We took cover at Ocean City Coffee Company, one of only a small handful of shops that was even open. Joe Lawler and his family ran in here at the same time. They're visiting from Massachusetts.
The wind is really whipping, and you go out there, it feels like hard pellets hitting your face. It's pretty severe.
You didn't know it was going to get this bad this fast, though, right?
Not quite this fast, yeah.
There were a few lifeguards on duty. Yes, the Ocean City Beach Patrol is working today, but they tell us their only job is to make sure people don't go in the water. KYW News Radio has storm coverage all day, not just at the shore, but Bucks, Montgomery, Philadelphia counties as well. Berks County, stay tuned for the latest weather updates live on 1060 AM or on the radio.com app. Due to the tropical storm, the Philadelphia Streets Department is suspending recycling collections this week. That will go from Wednesday to Friday, August 7th. Residents should still place trash out on their normal trash collection day. Residents can hold their recyclables until next week. Philadelphia police have identified the two men on the loose connected to the shooting death of a 7-year-old in West Philadelphia. Police already have one person in custody, but they say 27-year-old Damar Jones and 30-year-old Michael Banks are also wanted. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson details what happened Saturday evening.
Investigators say 7-year-old Zamar Jones was playing on his porch on Simpson Street near Race with a toy when 27-year-old Christopher Linder started shooting. Two other men fired back and a bullet struck the boy in the head. He was taken to the hospital and has now died. Linder and the two men ran off. Eventually, sources say Linder jumped into somebody else's car, but later he returned to pick up his truck. And that's when neighbors pointed him out as one of the shooters to the officers on scene. The cops chased down Linder and arrested him. He was brought to headquarters and interrogated, and now he's charged with murder and weapons offenses.
If anyone has information on the two wanted suspects, please call the anonymous tip line or 911. Governor Murphy once again updated the travel advisory list for New Jersey. Rhode Island added to the list while the District of Columbia and Delaware were removed. People traveling to the Garden State from 35 listed states and territories must quarantine for 2 weeks. The list based on positive coronavirus cases per population. Pediatricians are prescribing fewer antibiotics. And as we hear from KYW's Lynn Atkins, there's a new reason to continue that strategy.
Antibiotic use in young children has a cost, says Dr. Martin Blaser, professor of medicine and microbiology at Rutgers University. He says overuse of them has been linked to risks of obesity, asthma, and juvenile diabetes. Now he's shown a link between early use of antibiotics and later problems with inflammatory bowel disease.
We gave mice antibiotics very early in life or not. And then we gave them a chemical that inflames their colon, which we know will inflame their colon. And then we asked whose colons were more inflamed. And it turns out that the mice that got the antibiotics early in life, even if they got the chemical when they were adults, they still had more inflammation.
He says it's more evidence that the use of antibiotics in children under a year of age disrupts the beneficial microorganisms that live in our bodies and play a key role in the health of the immune system. That's The All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.